And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud 9 Podcast, Season 11, Episode 2. So I just want to say thank you to every single person that watches this show live, or if you catch the replay, I just want to say thank you for your time and effort in, you know, consuming this podcast for as long as you have potentially consumed this podcast. And I would highly recommend you guys go and check out my channel update video. And in that channel update video, I give the details on the plans I am having come up for this channel, actually. And I hope you will be there on that ride. And if you are watching this show on the podcasting platforms, just go and check out the show on the podcasting platforms. Just type up Master Swag King. And then when you see a yellow lion pop up with both podcasts, the Iron Man podcast and the Cloud 9 podcast, then that is the podcast you want to follow, because I put both podcasts under the same name. That way I don't have to create separate accounts. That just makes it a whole lot easier. And if you are a returning viewer or new viewer, then please consider subscribing to the channel. Leave a like on the show if you enjoyed it. Comment down below and make sure to turn on the notification bell. That way you can be notified on whenever I upload a video or we go live. And yes, without further ado, let's begin. So, joining me here on this episode of the Cloud 9 Podcast is Mr. Blanks. What's up, Black Man?
What's up, man? I've been up all damn day playing Pokemon, watching Pokemon, watching League. Like, literally, Pokemon.
What did I tell you about doing that? That's why you'd be so tired. That's why you feed in League on Sundays, because you're up all night. What did I tell you about that?
Nigga, that's why I went to sleep last.
You sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, because I wake up this morning. I wake up at 6 o'clock this morning. This motherfucker message you alive. I'm like, nah, nigga. Like, I'm gonna tell you, nigga, I'm dead. But nah, like, I think you messaged me like 20 minutes after I went to sleep.
Yeah, no, you had said last night you want to run it, and I was like, yeah. I literally, as I had set up, you fell asleep.
But yeah, no, I fell asleep right before. I was like, yeah, nah, I was going to. Because this is what it was. I saw, okay, he's going to be done by 11:30. All right, cool. I waited about like 10 more minutes after that, and I was like, fuck it, I got to go to sleep. I was already tired from staying up watching day two. I was like, all right, fuck it, all right. I'll message him in the morning and say I fell asleep. Never did. Totally forgot. I went to sleep around a little bit before 12, but it was before you messaged, because you messaged right before 12. I wake up about a little bit after 6. 6 hours, felt a little energized. Watched the last bit of Pokemon Go. I don't really care about Pokemon Go like that, but my friend did. That's what he. Well, we all had the leak where we were like,
I saw the VODs. That was the long streams. Holy motherfucker! 11 hours, bruh.
Oh yeah, all 11 hour streams. Yeah, 12 hours. Yeah.
How much content that is to binge in a day? You wouldn't be done with that in a day. There's no way. Who binges that in a day? If you binge that in a day, bro.
I was watching someone streaming on Friday. He streamed it from because he's on the West Coast. He streamed it from 1:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. or my time would be forced. I like literally when I went to work on Friday, they still had 2 rounds to go. I was like, oh fuck. Okay, let me. This is what I did. I got up. I didn't start watching it around, like round 5. I'm not staying up on Friday. I think I work to watch this. But Saturday, I went to locals. I played one game, and the rest of the day, I just traded and judged shit. Because I was not in the right state of mind to actually play. I was like, but even though I did pop off playing Chip Pal, I remember on the live stream, I said, my friend live stream, we were saying, he's like, what deck you think is going to flop? I said, Chip Pal, Chip Pal and Lugia. I said those two are not going to make a top 8. Neither. I'm telling you. I called it again. Yeah, I called who was going to win. Not the player, but the deck. I said Charizard's going to win. It's going to either go against Snorlax or Giratina. The top 4 was 2 Charizards, a Giratina, and Snorlax. I was like, how the fuck you do this? It was pretty out of control, but it still has Snorlax in it. That's been it goes. The way I said it was, I looked at the meta. I look at how people play. If Charizard is the best deck, Chip Pal should be the best competitor against it. if it sets up. That's always the number one key. Mm-hmm. If a deck, if you have to answer the question, if I set up perfectly, I can win, your deck is almost there. Like, Lugia needs one card that's going to help get Pokemon to the discard pile. The reason why it's not good right now, but the kid, the Junior's guy got second place with it. Junior's better. Junior C and the Master Better are all different. Juniors play whatever they feel like it. Like, the guy who won play was playing Hussein Gudra V-Star. That, a lot of times when you play decks like that, you're making a meta read. And when you say you're making a meta read, what you're conceding is, I know what the best perceived deck is. I need to play a deck that plays around it. That's a meta read. Like, in Yu-Gi-Oh! It's that, but sometimes there are decks that are just tier zero. Like, Lugia, when Lugia was tier zero, and I'm going to transition into this. When Lugia was tier zero, there are decks that could beat it if it's set up. Just like now with G2. If you can set up and get your win count against G2, you can beat them. But a lot of times, teams just forget how to win. And also, T1 has been practiced in 2 weeks, and they use today against Day One as scripts. Look, the shit I saw T1 Vayne top.
Okay, so we'll get into that in just a moment, but I want to do one more disclaimer first.
How bad is Day One? How do you get beat by a team who hasn't practiced in a month?
So before we get to that, because I definitely have to rage on that, just want to let you guys know, on this Thursday coming up, there is no show. I'm going to be out of town, and we're not going to get back until I want to leave around 5 my time, but even by that, we're going by 8. We're like super tired. So there is going to be no show on Thursday. We'll just resume having the two shows the following week coming up, okay? Yeah. So just a reminder, there's no show this Thursday, okay? I will actually need Chaz on my other shows because other people are going to be tired. So if you want to see Chaz, I'm going to have him help me on the Iron Man podcast this week coming up on Friday Bangers and Saturday Smackdown, actually. So just so you guys know, once again, for the third time, so you're not disappointed, there is no show on Thursday. I'm on vacation. I'm going to get my ass licked by a taco lady. So,
hey, yo. And if I can get my settings system streamed perfectly, I might stream day 2 of Orlando Sunday. Mm-hmm. If I can get, because I was streaming, I only got to stream one part of the game before it went down, that I didn't leave the VOD because the audio was shit. The audio was good until I think I was trying to fix the setting and I fucked it up. But everybody, it was like, okay, I had like 5 people watching me just talk about Pokemon. It was like, yeah, and I remember a lot of, because there was, I guess someone rated me, like, and I got like 10 extra people in there, or 10 extra people that stayed. It was like, and if someone recognized my tag, because I used to play, or not used to play Yu-Gi-Oh, but from their standpoint, I just told him, right now I'm just taking a break from you, girl. It's just not a space where I'm like, I feel comfortable playing. Most of it's not money. But, I'm not gonna say that. I'll say about 25% of it is not money.
Come on, why do you do this to me? Why do you always have to make me be the bad guy? Why don't you be the bad guy sometimes? Fuck you. He always does this to me, guys. He always does this. Just be honest, man. Just like I had to be honest with myself with Yu-Gi-Oh! Recently. Yeah. I'm just not that into it anymore. To be honest.
I was thinking that, but no.
I'm also joking, guys. I'm not into Yu-Gi-Oh! I just have no resources left to play right now, honestly.
No, I got resources to play. I just don't have...
I just actually just choose to play Master Duel more because I just have way more fun with it.
I don't even play this. I'd rather play IRL Yu-Gi-Oh!
What are you thinking? Of course I love Yu-Gi-Oh! I've been fucking with Yu-Gi-Oh! Sounds like a little boy. I've been with Yu-Gi-Oh! Ever since it started in this country. So I've been here a little since the game began. So all of a sudden, we never get tired of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Same thing with me with Pokemon. People don't realize I started with Pokemon before Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! I think what
happens every time. It just comes out of him. He's like, something with Yu-Gi-Oh! Just makes him just angry. And I have to just gotta go that out of him sometimes.
It's like I still play Yu-Gi-Oh! I just don't give a fuck about Master Duel. That That's what, no, that's the truth is I don't play Master Duel. I'd rather just go
on. I swear, man, sometimes I play Master Duel and someone just opens up that Snake Eyes combo and I'm like, well, you know, I guess I just lost. Well, that's just how it goes sometimes.
It's like, it was like, it was like, no, I just don't give a fuck about Master Duel. That's my
truth. Are you going to stream Pokemon, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, we play Pokemon more. I know you said everything got changed out. Like I said before, I'm not trying to not play Pokemon. I actually really enjoy playing. I've just been busy. It's been really busy recently.
I just hit Ultra Ball tier. That's me right
okay,
now.
Okay, can I ask you about Pokemon before we start doing League Talk? Could you ever see a way they interject a rule that says you can just put a Stage 2 Pokemon out on your bench without having to need to get a Stage 1 out? I never understood that. Why do you have to have a stage 1 for a stage 2 on your bench?
No, rare candy. You can go rare candy.
Oh, no. Yeah. So why not have they ever like been, hey, you have a stage 2 in your hand, but you can't play it unless you evolve to stage 1, right?
Yeah.
Why can't you just play the stage 2? Have they ever explained why that's ever been a thing?
It's part of the process because it's evolution. You can't.
Oh, they want you to properly evolution the Pokemon into.
Yeah, evolve the Pokemon. Yeah, because it's like.
That's what I was wondering. Like, why is there a rule where you can't just, like, put a stage 2 out there just because, you know?
No, okay. It's weird. There are Pokemon that, if you get to evolve them, they're the Pokemon they now Reuniclus. It says you can look at the top 8 cards in your deck. Any Pokemon you find there, you're able to put it on the bench. I mean, anything.
Okay.
That's mean, you can put a. It's kind of like some. What was it, Fusion Gate?
What's that broken? I remember Fusion Gate.
Gate on a Stage 2 Pokemon. That's for Lugia. Silver Star. You can take a Stage 2 Pokemon Arceus out and it uses ability. That's why you're able to. But they. No, you gotta properly evolve it. It's because what is in a sense, it's kind of like with Yu-Gi-Oh, where it says you get out some special summon unless you have this, unless you do this. It's like that, but Pokemon is just very simple. Is you don't go to Professor Oak and immediately get a Charizard. You get a Charmander, and then you gotta evolve. But in TCG, I get to skip the stage. You know, sometimes people hold Charmander and get Charmeleon for one level and rate is like.
Oh, that's why people play the rare candy so they can evolve their stage 1 bench Pokemon faster.
Because in the video game, rare candy lets you skip a level. Or that's
it. Does. Yeah. It lets you level up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's me. You just evolve from 25 to 26. Rare candy just makes you automatically go to 27. Just. Like you get to just skip that whole process. Mm-hmm. It's like that's why rare candy is so rare because it's like in TCG it's like okay cool I can just skip this step. Now they got a card called De-Evolution Technical Machine where it can de-evolve the Pokemon. It's a pain in the ass,
you enjoyed the stream. Did you enjoy like the casting and stuff like that?
Yeah, I loved the casting of course. I remember it was why the comment section and chat are just disgusting? Okay, there's this
person. Or even worse, the LCK. Whenever the LCK is on, I have to perma just mute the actual YouTube chat because there's nothing but a bunch of spammers, actually. And it's retard shit. If anyone watches the LCK on YouTube, for me, I just mute the chat. I can't do it. It's not even conversation. It's just literally a person doing the same copy pasta of like T1 beats everyone except Gen G. They win worlds. Gen G does not. Just like the same thing for hours.
That's
on
the same
end.
Thing with Pokemon where Freya fucked up a son. My God, they went after her, but then there was one dude like, that's the woman, but she looks like a man. I was like, oh, Jesus. Apparently, it's a, you call it true. I was like, that's why I can't try to figure out forever. Is that a,
now, man. It's getting to the point where we can't tell.
No, I can tell it's her, but it's the thing is, it's like, you know how guys be having long hair? That's why you're like, this is, but then, though, he's wearing stuff that looks like a, I was like, oh, fuck, okay. I was like, but then there's other women and other casting. You can just tell. Okay, she's a woman. She's a lesbian. All right, cool. It's like, all right. It's like, shit. And you just thinking about it. You're like, man, this shit is fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there like.
There was one that I saw in a clip. They were from like Brazil. They were like, you could tell it's a dude. And there's a bunch of plastic surgery there, makeup, everything. He was like, I don't identify as a woman, as he literally looks like a Barbie. And I'm like, wait, you want to be a woman? You did all this to be a woman. You don't even. What are you then?
Exactly.
What are we even doing here? So we went through all this gaslighting and bullshit for us to pretend that you're this and you don't want to be that either. What are we even doing here?
I have no idea.
I don't know. God, fuck.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because I went from watching, this is what happened. I started watching, the one thing about me, I watch all three TCG. I don't really watch Go. And
did you watch the video game one?
It's 50-50. I didn't have to watch it, but I was like passed out. I was like half asleep. I do it
at 6 o'clock in the morning.
because they used to do. I remember back in the day, it used to be it was video games, then TCG. But video games is more popular than TCG. I think the TCG is the longest one. Video games don't go no longer than 40 minutes per game. Not even 40 minutes. Sometimes it'd be 20 minutes per game. Like it'd be 20 minutes. Not even that. Sometimes I saw a game today and it was like 10 minutes. I'm like, shit. Okay. One guy got instantly stumped. Two of them. It was like, and people that were rooting for it, you could tell it was like, yeah, this guy's done. Because VGC is the one where you know the minute you see the teams they're going against, you know who instantly is going to win.
Yeah.
It's kind of like TCG, it comes down to various. You should know, Guaranteed has a good chance of the Charizard, but if I then didn't have. It was one of those things where if it wasn't bad, that people. And, oh my God, this is why I had it like, you know how on Twitch they got that tab where it says collapse? I had to collapse the chat because it was like, oh, if he didn't have the bonnet, he and the water energy, he'd be able to snipe. But if he didn't have the bonnet, he wouldn't be able to get to the chorus. It wasn't bad. He made a better read. He got to the finals with the deck he did. Yeah. If he would have had at least two water energy, he would have been able to snipe Charmander the Pidgey early. Because he was able to get to 7 to Lossal turn 2. It was just, if he would have got a faster setup going first, he could have probably won. And I was rooting for him because he was American. Plus, it was weird. The guy who won was playing Charizard. I was like, fuck, he's not American. The guy that was American was like, and someone was like, I remember back in the day, someone asked, last year was Jerry Mitchell with Jerry Mitchell. Yeah. Was it one? And it was like, oh, if there's two Americans, who you vote for? I usually go by deck. I don't go by because he's black. If he's black and he's playing my favorite deck, okay, that's a two for one. But if the black guys play Taylor and the other guys play flu, I'm gonna go for the flu guy because I'm a flu player. I don't go for a guy because he's black. Like people, I think people think sometimes you do that. And I was like, nah, like. And that's the crazy thing about it.
Time for some LCK because we do have to save some episodes because after the finals are over, coming up within like I think next week, the finals are gonna happen for like the LEC and the LCK and the LPL within like these next week or two.
Oh my god,
we're gonna have to do like recaps of the we're gonna do recaps of the LCS,
recaps, LEC, caps, and you remember. They really did two recasts of Cavs. They was like, oh, let's do a live one. Laura was trying to like, let's do a live one, guys. And Mickey and Cavs look so awkward up there. And then Cavs, as he does, a one with Han Solo. It was recast with Cavs and Han Solo with Cavs. It's like, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Karzy got caught making another sly comment to Hillisang on a short. Hillisang was like, hey guys, what do you need? He was like, oh yeah, cool. Can I get Trinity on my team?
Oh no, they said it is. That's how Cardi humor is. he always shits on Trinity. He always shits on Hillisang because he knows Hillisang's tough enough to take it. Like he has respect for
Hillisang. Imagine that. Dude, just imagine on stage. He's just like, hey, what do you guys need to make things better? Can we get Trinity?
Oh, dude. I'll do it. I'll be the same way. Like, imagine me being a sore pillow. Hey, guys, can we find a way to get Amadage? You know, I imagine doing that on Carmine Corp. Like, hey, guys, I know Zach is cool enough, but can we get Amadage? I'll be pulling that every fucking week. I'll tell my team so bad. I was like, or Rogue. God.
So for everyone coming up, we're going to do recap videos for the LCS 2024 spring split. We're going to do ones for the LCK, LPL. Well, LPL will be kind of mixed in because it's hard to get to them sometimes. I know we're going to do ones for the LCS, LEC, and the LCK for sure. And we'll start with the LCK, actually, because I just watched this series last night. Well, I watched everything, actually.
I watched them this morning. This,
the T1 versus DK series. Okay, so if everyone doesn't know, T1 have not been able to actually scrim for about 2.5 weeks, roughly. Now, I want to make sure I preference this. I have no clue if they were able to scrim the week coming into this damn one series. I don't know. Maybe they scrimmed very little. Maybe they didn't scrim at all. I have no clue. But I will want to make sure I say this, because a lot of people point this out about T1. It's not an excuse. The point that these guys are as good as they always are is because they practice. Whether you're on Gen G, T1, doesn't matter. These guys practice for about 12 to 16 hours a day. So you factor in, if they have not been able to practice sufficiently, they are not going to be as good. And that, to me, is not an excuse. The point about why LCK and LPL players are as good is because they can actually practice and scrim, right? If you can't scrim and you can't practice, it's like, well, that person is definitely going to be at a handicap. Are they not? You know? I just don't personally myself consider that an excuse, you know? I'm like, hey, we've not had a chance to, like, actually, you know, practice sufficiently. We're not going to be as probably as strong as we are. I think that's fair to say, you know? But that damn one series, what did I see in game one? Did you watch game one?
Yeah, I watched game one.
For the love of God, why did Damwon just randomly fight T1 at the river next to Baron, throw when they didn't need to, their comp was better, it scaled better, they just had to wait, and it just threw the whole game. I was like, you guys want to send all of them just jerk off? They literally just walked up to them and just inted the whole game away, and Faker's like, okay, I'll just do a shockwave, and we just end the game.
Yeah.
Game two... Zeus picks Vayne. They do everything right in putting the Vayne pick down so it just doesn't snowball crazy. Kingen forgets his TP button and doesn't know how to TP properly. And then somehow during the fight, later on in the game, they forget that Vayne exists, even though they clearly put him down enough to where it's, like, not a factor, but you still have to make sure you keep up with putting Vayne down because you just don't let it just sit there and not take care of it. To the point where Zeus, who was pretty much out of the game for about a good 20 minutes, just, welcome back to the game, Zeus. Yeah, he beats the shit out of him. After that, I was on my bed, and I was like, all right, sleep. I didn't watch game three.
The only game I watched live was game three.
I was like, bruh. I saw that shit game one and two, and I was like, yep, time for me to go sleep. Carrier picked fucking Camille support. He was sprinting it. I was like, bruh. He was like playing bad. It was just like, he doesn't look good on that pick at all, actually. Unless it was really, really limit testing. He was playing really, really awful in some scenarios.
According to the chat, and if you was reading the chat like I was, that's how I got spoiled on it, that T1 was up 2-0. Like, wait a second. T1, who hasn't practiced in the bus, is up 2-0. Oh, God. Okay.
That's why. Remember Doran? If you watch the stream, you know the part they have the player comes when they're in their rapping language? When Homolife is winning, Doran is... In translated in English, he said, did we really win? Wait a minute. That means that if they're at full power, they're going to get fisted, actually. He literally was so surprised they actually beat them. I was like, bro, you guys are lucky they can't practice right now. They're going to crush you. They have sufficient practice.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, because when I hear stuff like that from players, that doesn't fucking breed me confidence that that team is stronger than them. That's like, hey, this team was severely handicapped, and you're surprised you actually beat them. That is just sad, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God. After watching DK just throw like that, I was like, this team is just trying to throw. They're not even trying to win. What is this? Why did they fight them like that in game one? That is ridiculous. They just willingly walked and fought them for no reason whatsoever, just because fuck it.
Yeah.
All the T1 girls in the audience, you know, they just want to give Faker some Gok Gok 3000. God.
Yeah, that river where they and then T1 just gets buried.
I want to show you guys how bad this is. This is beyond levels of
fucking. Yeah, I'm rewatching it right now because I remember I went back and I watched it live. I was like, I thought it was absolutely terrible.
Like, if Damwon were actually able to win those, are you telling me that Damwon can take Genji to 5 games, but they can't even beat T1 once? One time?
No. How do you get 3-0 by T1 that's at half health?
That's even worse.
But then you take G1 to 5, and you could have beat him if you did fuck up towards the end of game 5. I don't know, man.
This makes no sense. T1, who haven't probably had scrimmed in about three weeks.
It's 3 weeks.
The players can't play solo queue, so they're just relying on essentially like what raw player skill at that point. You just rely on player raw players.
Plus watching video. A lot of it's watching video, and then T1, and apparently what they're saying is T1, whatever they have to do against Hollow Left, they had to do it against DK. And DK. That's why when you see Camille Twisted Fate, it's like, what the fuck? Twisted Fate? The fuck is...
I mean, Carrie is not a stranger to picking out random shit to play support. You probably should never give that guy Rumble support then. That should be always automatic against that guy. That guy's a psychopath. If Beryl can take over a single game playing Rumble, just imagine what Carrie is going to do with it. That means if I see any LC, if T1 makes it to MSI after they potentially beat Hanwha coming up this week, if T1 makes MSI, there's any LCS team that play against them and they let Rumble go through, you deserve to actually just be knocked out of the tournament there, right then and there.
And any team that's not BLG.
If they let Zeus have Yone, and if they let Carry have Rumble, and if Faker have Azir, you deserve to go home with no wins. Just get off the fucking stage. I don't want to look at you anymore. Fucking frauds. All right, so this right here, it's somewhere in America. So it's about right here. So fucking cringe. There's just no reason for this. There is no reason. The map state is fine, and Lucid's like, I'm gonna go on and fight this guy. Okay, they get his ult. Owner's running. We could just like stop. They keep going in for no reason. Aiming's getting zoned out. Just get off. Go home. Get the fuck out of here.
What is this? It's some bullshit. That's what it is.
Wait, I want you to slowly rewatch how badly they just trolled here. There is no reason to fight them. Damwon, have a better comp. You can scale with this. Mostly Lee Sin just kind of falls off, but that's fine. Lee Sin's an early game champ. He falls off. Nico outbursts Camille. Varus outranges Kalista. Diana will 1v1 Orianna in a side lane. Lee Sin can hold off Xin Zhao. And Jax against Twisted Fate. I mean, literally, if Jax strips onto Twisted Fate without stun card, he's dead. Why to fight them here? Can anyone explain to me why they fought them here? I watched this live and I about damn near threw my computer out the window. Why? Right there. Why did Aiming throw his ult? What is the point of that? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my god. He threw his ult to a Xin Zhao with his ult on him. He is immune to spells. It doesn't work. It doesn't go to the next person. He just ulted a Xin Zhao with his ult on. This is beyond trolling. How T1 couldn't have won the series, I'd just fucking kill myself. I would have got off the roof and just jumped.
Oh shit.
If my Varus ever just ults a Xin Zhao with his ult on, I need you to uninstall that computer. I need you to go take that shit back to Walmart. Get your ass a refund. Bruh. This is so troll. And then Kellen knows the fight's over, and he just goes and ults. For what? He knows the fight's over. Why are you going in? What is this? Can you explain this? This is trolling. This is match fixing at its finest. Fuck Damwon. I feel sorry for Showmaker. He's trying his ass off. But this team, you can't save these fucking bastards. There is no reason to fight this when they have the better comp. Why? Why? Why?
That's the same thing what happens when a boxer got the boxes behind the other boxer on the ropes. but then forget that one boxer that has a counter punch can hit you, and then hits you enough times, you go down. And you go out. And that's what happens.
Such harsh. After I saw that, I was like, there's just no way they can win. If you're that bad, you need to just sit home and just don't play anymore. This next game, Zay's playing Vang Top. It's like, all right, putting his cock on the fucking table. They shut him down. Yeah. They get his sums early. They're TPing around the map. They're getting some nice picks. And then, this was a skirmish they actually had. Yeah, this one was fairly even, actually. Carry is like, I'm just pick Sejuani support. Like, is this guy just trolling? It's just
when they saw Sejuani, and they was like, oh, it's a juggler. And then you see him pick this down, you're like, oh, shit. Okay.
How is Carrier not the player to split when he does shit like that? I get it. How is Carrier not player to split when he does shit like this and still wins? Like, come on. Like, this guy literally warps how people even think and play about support at this point, which is pretty crazy.
I swear to God, there's going to be somebody that might test out Sejuani support. He better not. Don't do it.
Oh, God. Just this series just gave me AIDS. Like, I'm not even saying T1 actually played bad. It was just more like, why is Damwon just decidingly inting into them? T1, to throw every T1 SKT team that I've ever seen, for some reason, since Faker's always on these teams, they know how to punish you. You make a mistake, they will punish it. They're not like LEC teams or LCS teams, garbage trash like that, where you can like blatantly into them and they won't do anything about it. No, if you
run into LEC, if you ain't enough time, they'll punish you. LCS is 50-50. Like,
you think LCS knows what punishing is?
I feel like D2 does if they don't troll. Because sometimes D2 be trolling a little too hard. Like, LCS, I got no faith. But, yeah, no.
Yeah, even, if you... Like, even Kwandong is good enough... Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Even Kwandong and Domship know how to punish. That's the crazy part.
But just look at this right here. He shouldn't be able to even get in front of you like that unless, well, he outzones you. Remember, he outzoned two people as a Vayne. And they have Vhagar. So, like, T1, they actually played good at making sure that Showmaker on Vhagar could not get next to him. Because, let's be honest here, if Vhagar gets a hold of Vayne, he just kind of just, like, one-shots you. You just dead.
Yeah.
Like, but you can't really, stop that.
But no offense, Kassante was kind of like, okay, yeah, it's doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, Kingen is just by far and away the most washed world champion I've seen in a long time. He is just not good. Remember the game? This last week, he got perfect game by fucking, what's his name? Perfect? Perfect. One game just absolutely beat the living shit out of him.
Perfect
is 19.
Perfect played perfect against him. Ain't that a big 11?
Look how bad positioning this is. Look how terrible this is. All right. Everyone who knows how to play against Vhagar. Vhagar, you can put his cage right here. You can put his cage right here. There's a choke point that if you put it down, you can't get in. Okay, they know that. But why is Showmaker over here and left the jungler alone and Kellen's just, why did Kellen throw his hook? What is this I'm watching? This is horrible. Why did he hook him back in? Somebody save me. And why did Kingen TP? Kingen, who sucked at TPing the entire game, was like, I was going to TP to die. I'm just trying to go home and get my fucking balls licked by a Korean prostitute. Why did he TP? This team makes me angry. Why did he TP? Hey, we just kind of lost our biggest team fighting champion, which is Vhagar. How to TP and die? Why? This is already lost. This is straight up already lost right here. Why he's even here to just fucking say hi, hello, I'm dead? I have no clue. I have no clue why he's here. He could be split pushing. At least that's more better than TPing. You can't TP to lost fights like that and make it gonna work. And somehow, some way, Showmaker even lived, which is pretty sad. But this once I saw this live, I was like, all right, cool. DK just wanted to sit at home and just jerk off. This doesn't count. The fact that they're probably the fourth best team in the LCK is just something. That team is bad.
With KT guy having a better roster. I would say KT has a better roster overall.
I think they have a better roster on paper. I think the DK players kind of
they
work better.
Yeah, they work better, but KT has better, on paper.
KT actually had better players on paper, but their players are so dysfunctional, it doesn't even matter at this point.
Yeah,
DK's players mesh better, but the ceiling is so low. Like, basically, DK boils down to if aiming doesn't have the best positioning, they can't have any late game carry, and Showmaker has to basically play. Showmaker literally has to be in winning positions every game for it to work. Every time. And you can't count on Kingen. The fact that you start Kingen in 2024, that's funny.
Shit.
Why does Yelsky do this to me, man? Why?
I don't know, man. This shit. I ain't gonna lie. This shit had me surprised when I saw it over, and then because I got to tail end of it and I saw the interview, and I was like, I thought it was game five. I was like, all right, cool. It probably started earlier than I expected.
There was a
play. Then I go on YouTube. It says all three. It said all games. I was like, and then I go to one video before it said game three. I was like, oh, please don't tell me T1 got 3-0. And I looked. It was Dan Watt. I was like, got what? I was like, I thought T1 got 3-0. And I was like, damn, T1.
Like T1 right here. They leave play. Faker. Like, this is just criminal. Like, this is the right, like, Faker's overstaying. He's completely overstaying. He should not be here anymore after they got the tower down.
Yeah.
He's overextended. There's five of them. But it's one, two, three, there's four of them?
Four at the moment. Four, yeah.
They can kill him. He lands the hook. He just gets the shuffle. And they just run away from him. I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing?
Yeah, I saw that. Like, shit.
Actually, just turn off your computers and go home. If you can't kill an Azir like that, you need to go home.
It was five people because it was four in the frame and one over in the corner.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Because Kingen was they weren't gonna just dive. I mean, you could have, but they weren't gonna dive Kingen right there. You can't even kill Faker if he's overextending, quite literally just unplug the computers and get the fuck off the stage. Because that's just
It was a 1v5. It was like, oh shit. Cause DK was winning game three too. That's the scary part. They were winning game three handily early.
Someone says, how can you lose to a team that has DDoS who haven't practiced for 2 weeks?
And it's not like it went to like five games. It was a 3-0, like I wake up in the morning, put my drawers on, go to work, half day, went home. Like, these guys were done before the Pokemon like matches even really started. And I'm talking about Pokemon Go matches. This shit started at 2 a.m. I think it was 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
You know what's also crazy, man? The weirdest thing is that if their raw player skill is like that without being able to even practice, Homolife are so lucky they have been able to practice good. Because, you know, people said that Riot gave them separate accounts that were between, like, Diamond to Challenger.
Yeah.
They're not going to get good practice out of that. Faker has been Challenger people for, like, his entire life. Yeah. Him playing up against Diamond mid laners is worthless. He's going to learn nothing. Okay, I'm sorry. This is how it works. You know, if he's gonna get sufficient enough practice to be at the best level, he needs to practice up against Challenger mid laners on his skill level, like BDD, Chovy, the LCK Challenger mid laners that are you know obviously Challenger rank. You know,
if he wants to face actual non bot Diamond mid laners, just go to the CB low. Just face them.
If Faker went to the CB low, he'd be king. Just king.
Yeah. Imagine him on a team with Robo. Just like faking middle lane of Robo top. Just
the fact that Robo's still playing is just sad. That's just completely sad.
No, the fact that Robo has never been below second place is sad. like that's how sad these teams are.
Oh, shit.
I think he's won every split he's played. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, no, that can't. You said LEC's dominant, CB Low's really fraudulent.
Like, there's players that we know are probably better than him in CB Low's top lane, and they can't even win one title. This man can win like four.
It's like R7 in LLA. Like, when they finally got new players, I think they won like three straight splits.
Because this year they're not going. It's going to be Estral Esports going for them.
Yep. And worth it, R7.
So for Gen G, I did see the Gen G games against Homolife. Game one, Homolife, that's the thing. That could have been a 3-0. Gen G overstayed. Because the thing is, even game one, when they were focusing Keen as hard as they were, They were like still outplaying them in team fights. What really messed them up in game one was when they tried diving and they messed up and Zeri just popped off in that one team fight with Viper. Viper, you know, to me, in my opinion, best ADC in the LCK is there. I don't know what they're going to do with Viper, because after this year, Viper's contract's over. Homolife, whoever that person that's making the roster, needs to get on his knees and make sure he blows Viper out the ass. Because if Viper's not on their team anymore, they aren't competitive. I'm saying that right now. They are not competitive without him. He's the only reason why they win games most of the time. Unless Peanut plays whatever supportive jungler good. Chovy has definitely really, really just put his cock out on the table and just started stomping people. I don't know about the frozen heart for Azir. That's kind of weird. I've never tried that. I might try that. That sounds kind of cool. But he's really, really stepped it up. So, yeah, Gen G are going to MSI. So, you know, G2, Gen G, teams I like and support, they're going to go to MSI. Going to get my icons. It's cool. You know, it's fine. You know, RNG will be there. Never again. Cloud9 are going to be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, if by any chance they T1 can re-sign Gooby Yuffie, they can always pick up Viper. They got the money.
That's true.
You know? Really.
Because, there's no way T1 keeps the same roster again.
They could, but I don't think they will.
The thing is, like, them keeping this roster together hinged on them winning World. And they won. What a crazy goal. It's like, we have to win Worlds to keep this roster, or we destroy the entire thing. It's like, all right, okay. It's the kind of stakes we're playing with here. Either you win the biggest trophy, or you just mess the whole roster. You just did. What's that word? You dismantled the roster.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. So, yeah, Gen G ended up being Homolife. Chovy's been playing really, really well. It's weird that they're oddly just choosing to focus on Keen when I think, in my opinion, to beat Gen G, you're going to probably have to focus bot lane. Pace has just not been performing that well recently. I mean, he's just been kind of just getting carried in most games. Hopefully he can pick that up, because if Gen G have any aspirations of winning with Chovy this year, he needs to not be a liability, actually, for Gen G at all. He's been getting not just out-positioned in team fights, he's getting just destroyed in lane in a lot of scenarios where you know this guy's way better. Maybe he's just having an off split. I don't know personally, but he's not been playing as good as he once was, you know? All right, so that's LCK. So the match is coming up, right? It's T1 against Homolife. It's going to be a rematch, actually. Last time was a 3-0. I don't think it's going to happen this time around. I honestly hope it's a Gen G T1 rematch, because I just don't trust Homolife going to MSI.
If Homolife makes it to MSI, it's BLG's probably going to take home.
BLG's actually pretty strong. If they won MSI, I'm not surprised. BLG's actually pretty fucking good.
I'm saying BLG's going to win hands down.
T1 versus Homolife. For the love of the LCK, I love Peanut. And you know me, I love my former Gen G boys. I don't think they're a bad team. It's just like, I just don't really trust Zekka at International. Zekka versus Knight. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
In this current state, Zekka versus Knight.
Exactly.
Bro, what are we doing here? I just hope it's a 10. Because if T1 make the finals, that would be the fourth, 2022 spring, 2022 summer, all of last year. This would be the fifth time these guys have met in the finals if T1 win. And if T1 win, they go to MSI. So that's what's on the line for this match. T1 go to MSI, or they don't, actually. And Homolife goes. If Homolife make it to the finals, this would be the first time since 2022 spring there have been two different teams or another team beside T1 in the finals, which is crazy to think about, honestly, too. I just hope for the betterness of the LCK that T1 goes. I'm going to say T1 win. I think Homolife definitely can give them a run for their money. I think it'll be a close 3-1 series. I'll just say T1 win 3-1.
I hope so, too.
Because if they lose, you will see me film a video of me on a bridge. And whatever happens afterwards, I can't really confirm what's going to happen next. All right, let's go to LEC today.
We do not advocate advocate unalive yourselves on this channel.
Unless it's in Minecraft.
Yep, on Minecraft. The views of MSK do not reflect the views of Mr. Blake. Thank you.
Actually, he condones everything I've said.
I don't condone nothing that MSK says.
But yes, I have T1 winning against Humble Life 3-1. And if it's actually a rematch with Gen G, yeah, we kind of know how that goes now. I hope it's a 5-game banger series, but we know what's going to happen if Gen G and T1 meet in the finals. Come on, we've been the same song.
We don't know about that. We don't know about that this time.
If they actually do win, that's going to be just like, what happened? If Gen G actually lose to them and they haven't been able to practice for like potentially 3 weeks, that would be a pretty medium-sized upset, I would say, actually. Yeah. All right, so this week, Gen G should be coming home with that fourth title. Because if Gen G don't, then Faker would have his 11th title as a mid laner. That's insane. I think he's the second highest title-earning mid laner. Because like Caps has like... How much does Caps have? How many titles does Caps have?
Oh... I know
he had 2 on Fnatic. He had 4 on G2. And then the original EULCS. So that's 6. And then he won Winter this year. So that's 7. They won 2 splits last year. So that's 9.
Yeah.
If you count season finals, I wouldn't necessarily count that as a split. I don't count that as a split win. But that would be 10. So if he wins Spring this week coming up, that means he'll be tied with Faker for 10 titles. That's insane. Yeah. Fucking crazy. All right, let's talk about the LEC, actually. Please help me, man. I'm losing my brain watching this league.
Yep.
Where do you even start? Where do you start at, honestly?
Okay.
Might as well start with the upper bracket one since it just happened today. G2 versus BDS. BDS could have brought it to a game 5.
They could have, but man, BDS.
How do you choke that hard?
Because they've been doing it all season.
I don't understand, man.
This one was bad. This was... But let's talk about that game 3. That's one of those where I want you to look at how BDS looked. They were so tilted in game 3.
Oh, they did... T1. Oh, no, they, what's his name? G2 in game 3 pulled off that NIP lane swap that they did against FPX. And they actually just beat the living shit out of them. That was probably one of the hardest stomps I've seen in a while, actually.
Exactly.
Like, wasn't Adam like 0-6 or some shit like that? 0-8 when the game was over? You could just tell he was just so mentally done.
Adam was so he was so tilted. I just want to watch that game fail, Lord. He was so fucking tilted. It was, I never see somebody so tilted. It was just like, he wanted to punch somebody in that moment. I just got rewatched that game alone about 3 times.
So it was game 3. They did this lane swap. And if you do this and it actually works, because Han Sama ended up having 4 kills by like 10 minutes on a Jinx. And you're like, I mean, let's just go to, as a coach backstage, you know, Striders is like, yeah, let's just go to game 3. Let's just go to game 4. This is lost. Ice, as a Varus, is just walking up without vision, knowing they're probably going to end up attacking the bot lane because BDS's bot lane is
Ice walks up thinking he's about to get a kill on Caps. Nothing happens. Adam tries to take out a ward, and then you got 3 people in the bush. Shale's trying to attack from behind, but Adam gets chucked out too fast, and Shale just leaves him. Like, nope. Shale's like, he was trying to gank from behind, and then a fucking TP comes in. From Adam, does absolutely nothing.
Sure to put Aatrox. The thing is, if you put Aatrox down the way they were trying to do, it's just over. It's just disgusting.
Oh, plus Ice got fucked so hard.
The thing with Ice is, this is why I said he's the same thing as Noah. if you give them resources and you put enough effort into them, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Which is just an average, okay, decent carry.
And don't ever pull a Bravo on Ash again. He can't pull it off. He can't. He ain't that guy. How you be saying he ain't that dude? He ain't him.
The comp is so bad.
Don't.
Why does Caps have Aurelian Soul?
Again. Now.
Fun fact. The very first champion he ever got a pentakill on was the original Aurelian Soul. And he got a pentakill on the new one today. Just putting it out there.
And then fucking Shane almost didn't want to give it to him because he kept running. If Shane would have stayed alive for 5 more seconds, Caps would have got the pentakill.
I love how they're just waiting to end the game just so Caps can get a pentakill.
And then everybody was telling Shane, just give him a pentakill. Just give him the pentakill. You're already done.
Yeah.
everybody just telling BDS your shit.
I will say this time around when they faced off against them, they played a little bit better than they did
They played a lot better.
The problem here in game three is that game four, because game three they got absolutely curb stomped into the complete dirt.
Game three wasn't even a contest.
If you're an Aatrox and you get solo killed by Jack, if you're an Aatrox and you get solo killed by a Zac, do this.
Just
in that shit. Bro got solo killed under his turret when Broken Blade was level 10. He was level 8. He barely had bought an item. That's how destroyed this guy had been.
Yeah.
Bro, they humiliated.
I'm not gonna lie. They lost that they lost the minute they did ban Aurelia Soul. The minute they did ban Aurelia Soul, they lost the game, in my opinion. Cause I was like, really? Y'all left the Aurelius. I was like, okay. Like, if you play against me and you leave Seraphine open, oh fuck you. You're gone. If you leave Ash or Seraphine against me, you're gone. Mostly Seraphine though. Y'all left this nigga get Aurelius sold twice. Thinking he wasn't gonna do nothing. Y'all Aurelius sold in Jinx.
Because in game four, BDS actually had a chance to win it. And then they went to the Baron pit, and then Yikes steals the Baron?
Yeah.
But the problem with game four is Adam is on Rumble, and he is completely just not doing anything on Rumble.
I'm not going to lie. I think he was still tilted from game three because he didn't look like he was there anymore.
He just went in and said, fuck it.
He was already ready to play the winner of Fnatic and Vitality. Cause he was gone. Mentally he was gone. Like I've played with
the Imagine getting embarrassed if you got a like it's like if you're playing Pokemon and that opponent just straight up bends you over and does the Aegiron Achetic to you. It's like you're just like this guy's just got all the answers. You know?
Dab of the day, that was me, but I remember this guy saw he had me and I just came back and beat him. He couldn't beat me because he fucked up. He put a double turbo energy. If he doesn't do that, he beats me. I was like, all right, I got you. And then I still had the belt on and then he went down to 2 prizes. Like, and then I just go subs up and just beat him. I was like, he was like, fuck. Because he realized he fucked up. He's like, yeah, the double turbo energy is what cost you. Yeah, no, that happens. And
like my problem with BDS in the series is so they go this is a problem in game four. You saw game four, right? Remember when they were pushing up into the base? Just take one inhib and then just go and reset for drag. Why did they overstay knowing there's dragon coming up and then only giving away certain cooldowns? Because Nuke has to run, he has to ult, everyone has to blow their specific cooldowns, and then when G2 aggressed into them, they killed Yike. So I don't even know what to. I don't know. Like, are they the second best team in Europe? It seems like no one wants to be the second best. Fnatic don't want to be second best. BDS don't want to be second best.
Vitality can't be second best because.
If Vitality's second best, we just need to.
Did you hear the way, like, if. This is how it is. For the last four teams in the playoffs, G2 is already qualified.
Yeah.
In order for all BDS and Fnatic have to do is get to the finals, and they're
just the finals, and that's that's it. Yeah.
But Vitality, but Vitality has to win it.
Yeah, because in winter they got knocked out in the lower bracket in round
early. Yeah, they got knocked out early. They were the final four team. Definitely, they have to get to the finals and win. Again,
they can't. They can't. It's impossible. There's no way.
I think they
if they win the finals, I will take my chair and I will throw it out this window.
They played G2 well, but the issue is they haven't played the other two teams well. That's the issue.
They're so – like, I know the teams are bad, just in theory. I know, guys. I know you guys are bad. But just they are so much worse than Fnatic. They are so much worse than BDS. They literally have – like, for BDS, you know, Adam can have some good games when he's not mentally blown out. You know, Razor can have great games. Noah can have good games. The only person that can have great games on Vitality is Photon if you give him carries. He's not really that good on, like tanks, right?
Yeah.
And Karzy carrying. Are we going to hope that Vettio carries them to finals and then beats G2?
But the issue is, too, and Karzy, and I know why Karzy be joking about Hillisig. Hillisig be itching the game away sometimes. It's like, dude, why are you giving the other team hope? Like, you give G2 enough hope, they're going to fuck you. It's like, like you already giving teams hope. And it's like, Vitality beats G2, then almost almost lose to Rogue. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
And yeah, and I was just thinking about that today at work too. Before I left, you know, Warren brought up the fact that G2 lost to Rogue. None of that. No one brings it up anymore because I tried to tell Warren when he was here. I like Warren too. None of that matters. Losing a random BO1 to an extremely shit team means nothing if they're gonna win the split. Like no one remembers that.
You know
why that
didn't matter? Because he lost to Fnatic. Fnatic better than him. What did G2 just do to Fnatic? Absolutely fisted him. What, 3-0? Yeah. Was it 2-0?
End of the game, 20 minutes. Don't even
21 fucking minutes. They got the Herald. They were thinking about going for Baron, and they just said, fuck it, let's end. No, because I think they were trying to go for Baron. They said, let's take out some tower. They realized these guys were too squishy, and they just said, fuck it, we can end the game right here. 21 minutes. And everybody said, oh, Fnatic finally beat G2 in the regular season, we can win. and then they gave y'all false hope again.
I Will Dominate had a tweet there. He was talking about how much better other teams would be if they had caps on it. Keep in mind, other teams have beaten him before. I mean, just in 2022 summer, Rogue won.
Yeah.
But that team was good at punishing stuff when they had the right core of players to beat him. You know? Yep. Like, go back to Ren, G2 beat caps when they. But when Caps first started, lots of preface, this is when he first started. So I'm going to make sure I keep that in preference too. G2 also won without Caps as well. I mean, G2 also got to Worlds without Caps as well. So, but I do agree, Caps is a huge difference maker. The only reason why the other G2 lineups were weaker on certain years is because Caps wasn't playing as good. But if Caps is, I've always said, if Caps is playing good, there's going to be such a huge difference there. Like the difference between Caps and Nook is so huge that if you just swap them, BDS would probably win two splits in a row. Not even kidding you. Like, what do you think, man? If you just swap out, if you put Caps back on Fnatic, they actually win titles again. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, and we said, hey, Fnatic had chances to win titles when G2 were weak. 2022 was their chance to win titles again. They had Humanoid, Razorc, Wonder, Hillisang, Upset. This is when G2 had Tergamus in their bot lane, okay? This is when they weren't even... This is when Caps had to pull out some monstrous playoff performances for them to even, like, get to the finals and win with Jankos. Fnatic had two or at least, you could say, two splits to maybe three to win titles against Caps. 2022, they should have won that finals weekend when G2 lost to Rogue. G2 lost to fucking Rogue of all people, right? Yeah. Like, they had chances to win. It just... You know, I don't even know, actually, why they can't win titles anymore. It's just because, you know, Caps is the difference maker. This is kind of all it is at this point, you know?
Plus Fnatic, and I saw someone in this chat say this, Plus, Fnatic get players that are great individually, but not good as a team.
That's the problem, too, is they managed to put together a team for Caps that can be good individually, but they can also work together as a good team. That's what Fnatic need, because Fnatic's team is just a team of five good, in quotations, individual players. You know? That's it. But they do not play well as a team. It's literally just like if Razorc doesn't kind of get them to do anything, they just really just have no early game. Yeah, Oskarinen can kind of win you some early games here and there. He can kind of get some lane leads here and there. It's not consistent, but he can. But it's not like anything you can like rely on, you know? Humanoid is a coin flip on whenever he chooses to be good or bad. Or there's some weeks where he just like, he shows you why he should be second best. But then there's some weeks where he's like, it's just like, what the fuck are you even doing? Noah is just basically ice. If you swap Noah and ice, you will see no difference in Fnatic's play. I promise you that. They are the same player. What is the difference between Yike and Noah and ice? I have no clue. Like, why is this guy even an import slot?
Ice is slightly more aggressive, in my opinion.
Yeah. Ice will do more aggressive things when needed. Noah is like, I don't even know. Like, why? And you got to factor in, like, why are we wasting an import slot on that guy? Like, why are we wasting an import slot on Noah and Jun at this point? You know? Like, I don't know. I think if Fnatic don't make MSI, they make roster changes. There's absolutely no way you run this back for another third split. There's no way we are gaslighting ourselves into believing that this roster can work. Like, it can work if it's just five players. But you're trying to win a championship, and this is not going to happen with this team. I'm sorry. You know? I want Fnatic to make MSI. I think they are, in theory, in my opinion, the second best team. But, you know, given how bad their actual team cohesion is, I just don't see it. I could easily see a world where BDS just only beats because they have just better players to work as a team together, actually.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And Mad Lions is out, and they're not good. Oh my god, I'm so shocked. Oh my god, they overperformed in winter, and people said, let's see if they can consistently do that. Oh no, they didn't. Oh my god, I'm shocked. A bunch of randoms are not consistent and didn't keep up their performance.
Random rookies at that too, or most of them are rookies. Mm. I was like, shit. But I wasn't surprised.
Because I know Sean, he was like, they weren't going to be 10th in their first split. I was like, Sean, it's more highly likely it would be 10th in their first split than being 10th later. So what are you talking about? And like now...
I don't think that they were ever going to be 10th. I thought there was a chance that they missed playoff. But then I kind of underestimated how bad Rogue was. I was like, God damn.
That was odd, like, too. Because even with players on Rogue's roster, you think like, oh, this might be like a 7th place team at least. No, they're just not.
Yeah. Karakor being bad, not too surprising. Like, in my opinion.
Yeah, what's crazy about Karmi Corp is they had closer ways of winning games last split than they do. This one was just all bad. This one was no redeeming qualities at all. Oh, but yeah, guys, that is the LEC right now coming up. Oh, it's finals. We're in finals weekend. This week coming up, finals weekend. It's almost over. We're going to be in LPL too. What's LPL happening? LPL. Did you see Top Esports versus JDG? Because that's I got to catch up.
Dude, that one caught me off guard. That was so one-sided. It's not even close.
Top Esports won, didn't they?
Yeah.
I figured. Yeah.
But guess how many games?
I think they won in three, right?
3-0.
Yeah. JDG is insanely weaker.
Yeah. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew that losing night was going to be?
It's almost as like night's the difference maker in a lot of these teams. Just saying. Yeah. You know, like, I love my boy Yigal. I'm hard on him sometimes, but he definitely can win. It's the problem with, we'll go over him next week. But I will say this, Ninjas in Pajamas with Rookie has been really, really, really good. They've been a pleasant surprise, actually.
They're one of the more fun teams.
Because it was crazy, in the regular season, they were kind of, like, they had a strong start, and then they kind of, like, started falling off, and I was like, oh, fucking Rookie can't pick a fucking team to save his life, can he? And then he just...
He
magically, they're better again.
he picked the right team this year to stay with, because there was rumors that he could have went to that JDG was one of those like short.
If JDG got rookie, that them are cooking. If that's that might right. actually be do that might that but, be insane. Actually,
but there's also rumors that he wanted to be on a team that was, you know, going against the top team.
Yeah, I think he works better on teams with players that aren't trying to ask for as much.
Yeah.
Because you do need players like that, but then again, yeah. that has its own set of issues too, honestly. All right. So we have... Where's all the games coming up? Okay, so you have Fnatic versus Team Vitality. I want Fnatic to win. Please, Fnatic. Please, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Pick a play style and stick with it. If you have to play the top side... Please, please, Vitality. I do not want to by Vitality go to MSI. Just actually just burn that studio. That whole
league. I'm right now, if Fnatic goes to MSI, they might actually beat the record of shortest game. If you get beat by G2 in 21 minutes, the fuck you think JG is going to do to you? Or BLG? We saw Fnatic last year. It's damn near the same fucking team. Just minus
Trimby, yeah.
Trimby. And yeah. I think Doom's worse.
Who we got? They got handily destroyed by LNG and BLG.
LNG.
The only reason why it was close against Weibo is because, guys, Weibo was a fraud. But, you know, that's just my opinion, actually.
Like I said,
the fact that Weibo lost to Fnatic, and Fnatic would have been top 8,
like I said, I have more faith in Weibo. Weibo plays like that. That's how they ever get to the finals. You think they're going to hit the game away, and then they come back and win.
Even last, because with TL, it's different. Because Fnatic actually played hard teams to get to where they got to. That's why it made it a little bit more impressive. They played BLG. They played LNG.
Yeah.
This time around, if they go, they do know that they're doing the same song and dance. You have either between T1, Hanma Life. Let's be honest here. They're cooking them. Genji, we know for sure, is going to beat the shit out of them. BLG or any combination of these teams just crushes them, honestly.
Exactly.
So I'll have Fnatic. This is best of fives now. Yeah, so I'll do Fnatic. Fnatic just went 3-1. Just please, please. JDG versus Ninjas in Pajamas? Wednesday.
Yeah, JDG versus NIP. Whoever whatever moves on to face...
They'll be in the third place lower bracket round.
Yeah.
Yeah. They and the winner of Top and BLG goes to MSI.
Yep.
Yeah.
Auto invite to MSI, the other one.
So this is an elimination round. Yeah. So if Rookie wants to get to MSI, he has to beat JDG. He's got to beat a combination of Top and BLG.
There's a good chance he beats JDG. There's a good chance.
That's a good chance.
I don't know.
Top Esports to BLG.
NIP's top laner is so goddamn bad.
That top laner is actual just
369 shit. 369 like do the 8-town stop on his ass. It's gonna be disgusting.
I want to see Ruler face off against Genji. We didn't get a chance to see that last year. Hopefully, it can happen this year. I don't know if it's gonna happen with JDG. They're
weaker.
Yeah, like they're. How do I explain it to people? They are still good if you're looking at just an overall sense, but it's just a weaker team that will definitely get handled by.
Don't forget, JDG lost two pieces. They lost 369 as well.
I will say JDG wins, but if Ninjas do win, I'm not surprised. I'll just say that.
Wait, I'm telling you this. It comes down to Rookie and. Fultex will have to be on his A game for this one. Shaoji's gonna get Shaoji and Aki are gonna get fisted. That's by JDG. That's suspected. I'm not surprised.
Top Esports versus BLG. I'm just gonna say BLG. That's just me.
Flogger's been playing alright. It literally just comes down to
the mid lane. If Rookie can actually have a big, impactful game like he did against FPX.
It comes down to mid lane, but it also comes down to which jungler and which support don't go missing. I know JG got to support Ashley Day missing, but he can't go missing this time. He can't. He has to be stay safe because Ruler can't do it by himself. Ruler and Gal cannot do it by themselves.
All right, who we have next?
No offense, whichever one, either one of those makes it out, they're getting fucked.
Because whoever wins out of Team Vitality and Fnatic, they face BDS.
I feel like Fnatic.
I want a G2 Fnatic finals. That's what I want. Anything else?
I guess that, what? We're about to get G2. G2 BDS could be a 3-0.
What if they actually bring it to 5 games closer than this series? I doubt that would happen. But
yeah.
There are so much. This constantly reminds me of the BLG JDG thing from last year. Yeah. G2 is just BDS's dad. That's just what it is, honestly.
No, most definitely.
Like, I think for storylines, it's better if it's G2 Fnatic, but if BDS makes MSI, just give G2 quadruple elimination. Just stop doing this at this point.
Just have BDS just go get the LCS like 5-6 times straight. Because I'm looking at all the top laners that Adam could go against. 369, Bid, Doran. Who's the JG's top laner again?
Oh, Akeen.
Akeen. Or Zayus. It's gonna be. Or Flaudre if JG.
Oh, they use that. What's that young guy? Oh, that young guy they've been using. Okay, guys, that guy's not 18. Okay, I've been alive a lot longer than a lot of you guys. That new top laner there, they randomly use for JG sometimes. I forgot his name. That guy is not 18. No way. There's fucking no way.
For JDG, right?
Yeah. I remember they had subbed out Flandre for that one kid.
Oh, Sheer? He's like, I want to say Sheer 16, but I have to.
Yeah, I did think he was 18. I was like, okay, casters, you can stop lying to me. That's not 18.
But the issue is the Chinese records get lost so often.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's crazy, dude? You know why they can do this now? Guess where MSI is going to be?
China.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Oh god!
No one's gonna question you, you know.
I'm telling you right now. I would be surprised if BLG wins. I don't think even if T1 makes it, I think it's gonna be T1 BLG in the finals.
That'd be fun.
I got a weird feeling.
Chovy's taking it all this year.
Genji needs T1 to get there because then T1 gets the tougher teams first instead of Genji. Because if Homolive gets there, Homolive could beat Genji. Could. I don't think they will, but they could. If Homolive gets there, they're both getting fucked. Because they're... It's like, shit. Because out of the LPL, honestly, I'd rather have... For me, I feel more comfortable with BLG and Top Esports going to MSI, not JDG.
Yeah, a lot of people Worlds, like, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, the world, if you know, Worlds gets 4 teams. I feel comfortable with the 4 teams we have left going to Worlds. That is like Worlds because all four of these teams we have are their strongest teams in their respective region and LPL. I think 5th strongest is SPX, 6th is LG, even though I think they're in front, 7th is Weibo.
I think if I want the best MSI, kind of like we had it last year, that would be also pretty fucking funny if LCK wins and MSI's in China. That would be so hilarious.
You know what's crazy, though?
Yeah.
Just looking at EMEA.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who won EMEA? The whole thing.
Karmine Corp?
Yep. Hey.
Just that blows my mind too, dude. Because you know what's crazy is they actually won ERLs as Karmine Corp. And they're like, you know what? That rostered. Nah. We'll just go and get fucking second.
Yeah, because there's no more La Liga French LFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
there's no more LFL, or they still
LFL. No, those are all combined now into just one.
Okay. Because I was like, yeah, because Carmine Corp Blue was the last team to win LFL. And they beat Team BDS Academy. It was like, just go back and look at those, but it's like.
For, like, I'll say the teams I want going are definitely Gen G, T1, BLG, and Top Esports. Those would be the four, I would say, honestly. For LEC, G2 Fnatic, just send them. And let's be honest here, it's just G2 versus the world at this point, honestly.
Yep.
I mean, and it's LCS, you know. If they surprise, I don't even know if this team's going to do any good either. These LCS teams are not interesting. Okay. Now, we are going to go over the very last things, which are eating out Lennon's butt. No, I'm just kidding, guys. Whoa, I have to entertain you guys while we do these things. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that covers everything, actually. Finals weekend coming up. Can't wait for the splits to wrap up now at this point. I think LPL is going to be the week after it's going to be finishing.
Yeah.
So we have that to go over. And anything else you want to say, man, before we head out, actually?
Basically, I'm just hoping for a great series. G2 is going to win the split no matter what. It doesn't even matter.
G2 is for sure a lock, honestly.
Yep.
If G2 get upset by Fnatic or BDS or Team Vitality,
I would be surprised, but I'd be sad a little bit because it's like, oh, shit.
All right. And we are going to be wrapping this up here. Just want to say thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Cloud9 podcast. Just a reminder, we are not going to have a show on this Thursday coming up, but we will be resuming the Cloud9 podcast the Sunday coming up of this week as well. And make sure to check out my channel update video. I'll have a few pre-recorded videos ready to go for you guys when I'm going to be taking my vacation between Tuesday to Thursday. And it's been a blast talking League of Legends with you guys. And can't wait to see who will be the spring split champions for the LEC and the LCK. Hopefully be Gen G. Be nice to have four titles. And it'd be nice to also have G2 in as well. But you never know what's going to happen. Anything is possible. And I am ready for all those scenarios and to completely lose my mind when those scenarios may or may not happen. Thank you guys for catching the episode. Make sure you guys want to listen to the episode. Check out the episode on all of your podcasting platforms. Type up Master Swag King. And then when you see the Iron Man podcast at Cloud9 podcast next to the icon with the yellow lion, that is the show to follow. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you guys later. Goodbye, everyone. Peace.